Judges chapter 1. And it came to pass after the death of Joshua that the sons of Israel inquired of the Lord and said, Who will go up for us against the Canaanite first to fight against them? And the Lord said, Judah will go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. Then Judah said to Simeon his brother, Go up with me into my lot, and we will fight against the Canaanite, and I in turn will go with you into your lot. And Simeon went with him. So Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanite and the Perizzite into their hand. And they struck them down in Bezek 10,000 men. And they found Adoni-Bezek in Bezek, and they fought against him, and they struck the Canaanites and the Perizzites down. And Adoni-Bezek fled, but they pursued him and captured him, and they cut off his thumbs and big toes. And Adoni-Bezek said, 70 kings have had their thumbs and their big toes cut off, and they have picked up the pieces under my table. As I did, so God has requited me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. Then the sons of Judah fought in Jerusalem and captured it, and they struck it with the edge of the sword, and they set the city on fire. And afterwards the sons of Judah came down to fight the Canaanites, who inhabited the mountain range, and the south, and the lowland. And Judah went against the Canaanite who was living in Hebron. Now the name of Hebron was previously Kiriath Arba. And they struck down Sheshai and Ahiman and Talmai. Then he went from there to the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir was previously Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, Whoever attacks Kiriath Sefer and captures it, to him I will give Aksah my daughter as a wife. Then Othniel the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, captured it, and he gave him Aksah his daughter as a wife. And it came to pass, when she came to him, that she persuaded him to ask for a field from her father. So she dismounted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, What is the matter? And she said to him, Give me a blessing, for you have given me the land of the south, so give me springs of water. Then Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. And the sons of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up from the city of palm trees with the sons of Judah to the Judean desert, which is in the south of Arad. And they departed and dwelt with the people. Then Judah went with Simeon his brother, and they struck the Canaanite who dwelt in Zephath, which they obliterated, and they called the city Hormah. And Judah captured Gaza and its territory, and Ashkelon and its territory, and Ekron and its territory. And the Lord was with Judah, and he gained possession of the mountain, but he could not dispossess the inhabitants of the valley, because they had iron chariots. And they gave Caleb Hebron, as Moses had said, and they dispossessed the three sons of Anak of that place. But the sons of Benjamin did not dispossess the Jebusite, the inhabitant of Jerusalem, and the Jebusite has been dwelling with the sons of Benjamin in Jerusalem up to this day. And the house of Joseph also went up against Beth-El, and the Lord was with them. And the house of Joseph spied out Beth-El. Now the name of the city was previously Luz. And the observers saw a man coming out of the city, and they said to him, Please show us the entrance to the city, and we will deal with you graciously. And he showed them the entrance to the city, whereupon they struck the city with the edge of the sword, but they let the man and all his family go. Then the man went to the land of the Hittites, and he built a city, and he called it Luz, that is its name up to this day. And Manasseh did not dispossess Beth She'an and its satellites, or Ta'anak and its satellites, or the inhabitants of Dor and its satellites, or the inhabitants of Ibleam and its satellites, or the inhabitants of Megiddo and its satellites. And the Canaanites resolved to dwell in this land. And it came about that, when Israel became strong, they put the Canaanite under tribute, but they did not dispossess them at all. And Ephraim did not dispossess the Canaanite who was living in Gezer, and the Canaanite dwelt in their midst in Gezer. Zebulun did not dispossess the inhabitants of Kitron, or the inhabitants of Nahalal, and the Canaanite dwelt in their midst, and they came under tribute. Asher did not dispossess the inhabitants of Akko, or the inhabitants of Sidon, or of Ahlab, or of Akzib, or of Helba, or of Afik, or of Rehob. And the Asherites dwelt among the Canaanites, inhabitants of the land, because they did not dispossess them. Naphtali did not dispossess the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh, or the inhabitants of Beth Anath, and they dwelt among the Canaanites, inhabitants of the land. But the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and Beth Anath came under tribute to them. And the Amorites squeezed the sons of Dan into the mountain range, for they did not let them come down into the valley. And the Amorites resolved to dwell on Mount Heres, in Aijalon and in Sha'albim, but the power of the house of Joseph was greater, and they came under tribute. And the border of the Amorites was from the ascent of Akrabim, from the rock and above.